Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We start on the ice. Huge game tonight for the Caps and the Penguins, and our buddy John Walton will be on the call right here on 106.7 The Fan at 7:30 for a nationally televised game. John, how about the juxtaposition here between the Penguins trying to keep their era together under Crosby and the Caps trying to do the same with Ovechkin? Washington's 9-3 and soaring. Not so much for the Birds.
Yeah, one team's doing this way better than the other, Grant, no doubt about it. And I think if you go back 2 years and you remember when Garnet Hathaway and Dmitry Orlov were traded at the deadline, and it was basically a sign of saying, look, it's time to pivot to the future. You're not going to make the playoffs this year. They didn't even expect to make it last year, but it was done with the idea that you could have a summer like they just had, getting a bunch of new guys in here, seven new players, and all have been assimilated very well, and you had the money to do it. Or 2 years ago, you could have gone sideways and you could have said, hey, you know what? We're just going to keep bringing in veteran players and try and keep the sun in the sky, and that hasn't worked. So right now, for Pittsburgh, they're struggling, and they are in cap hell, really. They don't have any way of getting rid of a lot of these bigger deals, where the Capitals are a lot more nimble and are only going to get better from here. So, yeah, it's kind of an odd juxtaposition, is a good word, by the way, that you could put between where Pittsburgh is right now, coming in with 5 wins and 15, and the Capitals, who have won 9 of 12.
Yeah, I just feel so bad for them and their fan base, John. I'm using my sarcastic face, of course. How is Ovechkin doing this? Like, I know I'm not a professional athlete. I'm just a pudgy dude that likes talking to my pal John Walton on the radio. But, like, this morning, when I got out of bed, both of my Achilles areas were so tight that I did this kind of like shuffle walk for the first 20 minutes of my day. Ovechkin's like 4 years younger than me. He's got goals in 5 straight. How is this possible?
I will tell you that it doesn't get any better, Danny.
Yeah, I will. Yeah.
That's a great question, and there is no answer except for the fact that he seems superhuman, and he has for 20 years. And now, after scoring goals in 5 straight and being in a game like this, national TV, Pittsburgh in the house, I am here to tell you, this is built for him to have a big night again tonight, too. You can just kind of feel these things coming sometimes. When it's all going in, he's going to be motivated. That number just keeps shrinking to try and get toward Wayne Gretzky, and there's going to come a time. I mean, I know we talked earlier, even before the season, you know, when are we going to know? Do you think end of this year, beginning of next? And I said, yeah, well, we'll see where we are in Halloween. Well, now that we're here in early November and where he is, I mean, if he's healthy the rest of the way and can produce at a level that is even less than where he has been at since the All-Star break last year, he gets there at the end of this year. And that, to me, is astounding. And again, yeah, doing it at the age that he is and being able to adjust with new line mates. Dylan Strome is the second coming of Nick Backstrom right now. He's got 19 points. Alexei Protas is doing his part being on that line. But it's number 8 show. It has been, and it will be again here for a while yet, because he is certainly not ready to call it a career anytime soon. He is rolling right now.
John, I want to talk about the kids. I thought they'd be better with the personnel they brought in like everybody else did. What I didn't account for was Connor McMichael breaking out to the extent that he has and Alexi Protas making a gigantic leap. When they paid him what they did this offseason, I kind of scratched the top of my head and said, we sure about this, Mac? And I think he was pretty sure about it. Both of those guys look like stars in the making right now.
Yeah, and Protas first is just so strong and helping to protect pucks. Once they get the puck into the offensive zone, you'll see him sometimes just pinning and holding off defenders and just makes a play, gets it in front, and creates a scoring chance. And then he is willing to look off number eight. Not easy for a young player to do, and he'll do it anyway, and he'll find his way to get points. Dylan Strome has been magnificent between the two of them. And to your point about Connor McMichael, I know that October 29th wasn't that long ago, but if you wind back to that day, the guy who leads the NHL in goals, duh, Alex Ovechkin, he's got six. There are three guys that are tied at five since then. Sidney Crosby, funny enough, in town tonight. Jack Roslovic with Carolina. And Connor McMichael, right there among the leaders here in the last 10 days. It just, the consistency of his game has gotten so much better. The explosiveness with the speed, being able to make plays. And, you know, at the beginning, you're like, oh, Tom Wilson, you know, doing Tom Wilson things gets off to a great start. But I don't know that we really realized. And by the way, I'm telling you right now, who's going to break out real soon too is Pierre-Luc Dubois, because he is all over it and just hasn't gotten any puck luck. He's the one guy that hasn't really been able to get the luck going, and he's on that line. I'm telling you, number 80 is getting real close too. So you've got four lines that are scoring, and it's the new guys, yeah, Protas, McMichael, that have made this team. I was like, yeah, they look like a pretty good team too. They might be a really good team the way things are going here.
John, great as always, buddy. Have an awesome call tonight.
All right, enjoy the Wings, boys.
See you, my friend. That is not a challenge for this duo.
He knows us well.
He knows his guys.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.